Nationwide, it's looking like the birth rate will take a hit from the pandemic. The Brookings Institute predicts 300,000 to 500,000 fewer babies over the next year based on data from the Great Recession, the 1918 flu, and economic papers on fertility behavior. Another study in the journal Leisure Sciences puts it this way. Recreational sex is a popular form of leisure that's been redefined by the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, redefined means less. Apparently not in McLean County, though. The Bloomington Normal Birthing Center reports a 20% increase in patients. The center specializes in prenatal care, midwives, and water births. Administrator Stephanie Harper says the increase is due to their type of care.
A more personalized, individualized, gentle birth experience with a calm, safe environment.
Harper says the increase is mostly because expectant parents want to minimize COVID risk by staying home, but not all.
Well, we have heard of some, quarantine babies for sure, but I would guess that it's more just attributed to that we're becoming more established and really families are seeking out our type of care.
Carl Broman Medical Center also expects a surge in newborns this month. Yes, that's 9 months from the start of quarantine for those keeping track. Stephanie Wallenberg manages Carl Broman's mother baby unit.
Had the Cubs winning the World Series, we had that 10-month surge after that, which was weird. So we're always ready, I guess, for those surges to happen. We plan for that kind of staffing.
Wallenberg not only has a professional experience with COVID pregnancies, but a personal one.
My son and his wife are getting ready to have a baby during COVID. That's been cool to watch them, up front, know about what are those risks and benefits, what do they need to do, what do we need to do on a holiday to isolate, and, they're due in 2 weeks, so they're right at the peak of this.
All Carl Broman parents-to-be get COVID tests before scheduled procedures. Bringing life into the pandemic world may pose financial and health risks. Wallenberg says information eases fear that can come with having a baby in a pandemic.
The communities have really educated, the news has educated families and what that looks like. I think our obstetricians here have educated our families. Illinois Department of Public Health provides educational materials when we send families home.
The pandemic has isolated many. Birthing Center Administrator Stephanie Harper says that's a concern for pregnant women before and after babies arrive.
There's been numerous barriers for pregnant moms. We moved our childbirth education classes to online format, but really wanting to allow plenty of time after appointments to really discuss and talk through everything and make sure everyone's getting access to the resources that they need.
The coronavirus vaccine also has implications for the maternity world. Stephanie Harper says there aren't many studies yet, especially on nursing mothers.
Yeah, we're just encouraging moms to have an individual discussion with their provider and go through the risks and benefits. While we're learning more all the time, there are still a lot of unknowns.
McLean County records show birth statistics about like last year, but OSF St. Joseph Medical Center says they too are preparing for a possible surge. Maggie St. Peters is the manager of patient care in OSF's birthing center.
People being at home and not getting out and everyone being in close quarters. I'll be honest, looking at our prenatals for going forward, I'm not seeing a huge influx, but that doesn't mean that we won't. And so we get prenatals, but then we get some, having two hospitals in Bloomington Normal here. It really just depends on where patients are choosing.
Maggie St. Peters attributes their anticipation to quarantine boredom.
Whether that is a true influx or just an anticipation of being prepared for that because of everyone being home in close quarters with the pandemic and not having anything else to do is yet to be seen here in the next year in 2021.
2020 brought financial hardship to many, but St. Peters says that organizations are preparing for an influx because accidental pregnancies may be a factor.
too, and it can go both ways where you do have those unexpected surprise pregnancies, where you also have those that are planning to get pregnant or were planning to get pregnant that may delay that due to COVID-19.
Postpartum may hit mothers especially hard this year. Maggie St. Peter says they are continuing their mental health resources and expanding them.
So definitely something we're taking a look at and beefing that up for our patients.
The question lingers whether Bloomington Normal will see a baby boom or bust, but delivery rooms and birthing specialists are getting ready for those newborn cries. I'm Katrina Peterson.